You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The man police accuse of hitting multiple women with his car and then driving off will be in court today.
He faces a charge of attempted murder for every alleged victim. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has a preview.
26-year-old An Pham is accused of hitting six women between August and March with his car. The first happened August 22nd, when the victim told police a driver asked her to come into his car before hitting her. There were no other incidents until February of this year, when police accused Pham of hitting a woman and her daughter. Officers used witness testimony and camera footage to identify the white Toyota Avalon they say Pham was driving when he allegedly hit these women. If convicted of just the attempted murder charges, Utah code shows Pham could be going to prison for at least 90 years. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Prosecutors are charging two of the teens accused of shooting and killing a Taylorsville man as adults. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has the update on the story for us this morning.
Prosecutors have filed a slew of felony charges, including murder and aggravated robbery, against two 17-year-olds accused of killing Alex Franco near his Taylorsville home earlier this month. According to the charging documents, Franco's girlfriend told investigators he got into a car with a group of teens with the intention of buying a gun. She said they argued before hearing a loud noise that sounded like a gunshot before the car sped off. Investigators later confirmed Franco was shot after they found his body in remote Utah County. There's also a third teen that's been arrested in connection to this case, but they have not been charged as an adult at this time. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Franco's grandmother, Shelley Kilpatrick, tells KSL TV she will not carry on hate.
I have compassion for the parents of these kids, and I hope that they can get them the help they need when they're in prison or wherever they tend to go. I hope they can get some help.
While she feels it's right that two of them are being charged as adults, she still feels sad for them.
Just this week, we told you that Utah's housing prices are being some of the most expensive in the country, but the state is also near the top of another list, saying that the state is one of the most affordable places to live.
The USA Today ranked Utah as the most affordable state to live in. Shane Stewart with Deseret Mutual Benefit Association says the study uses a median income of nearly $90,000 as compared to the average income of around $50,000.
When I looked up the stats, why is $90,000 the median? And yet $50,000 the average, and it is because the low incomes lower than the median are a lot lower.
He says using the median income is much like a teacher grading on a bell curve, where really high scores and really low scores can skew the results. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story is now investigators trying to figure out why a 950-foot-long cargo ship crashed into the Key Bridge. They'll look at everything. That includes if the ship was using contaminated fuel that can lead to generators shutting down. They'll also look at the bridge design, which did not have protective barriers.
It is a time to go out and rethink what you have and make sure that all the inspections and all the studies have been made for the individual bridges themselves.
Retired bridge engineer Andy Herman says the investigation could take months.
ABC News correspondent Derek Dennis is there on the scene of the collapse this morning, and he told us the ship does have data recorders.
And those recorders, once they're recovered, will be very telling in the investigation. A big question that's lingering out there, if the ship lost propulsion power, which it did, why didn't it drop anchor to stop it so that it didn't collide into the bridge? And if it did drop anchor, why didn't it work?
Dennis says Coast Guard divers are in the water this morning trying to find and recover the bodies of the six construction workers that are still missing.
First look traffic. We have an emergency situation on I-15. Heather?
Yes, traffic is pretty much stopped at the south end of the Salt Lake Valley just after 119th South in Sandy Draper area. And that extends almost up to 53rd South in Murray, where we still have a multi-vehicle crash being cleaned up. The right lane and shoulder are blocked, but the entire freeway had been closed for several minutes. That's why you have all these backups and traffic stopped in many areas. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Election year is here, and that means scammers will try to get your money by pretending to be a legitimate campaign. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more details. Michael?
We see this happen every election season. Scammers send text messages, emails, or calls all in an effort to get your bank account details or download malware to your device. Melanie Fox with the Better Business Bureau says one of the ways scammers try to sound legit is by citing personal information they find about you online.
If you have a public profile, especially, but even if you have a private profile, don't put out things that are just, you know, too personal where someone could reach out and call you and then you think, oh, they know me.
If you get a scam message, then report it to the Bureau's scam report. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Construction workers in Cedar Hills sprang into action after one of their own was buried in a trench collapse yesterday. They were able to get enough dirt off of the man's head that he could breathe. American Fork Fire and Rescue Chief Justin Watcott tells KSL TV when they arrived, the rescue was still dangerous.
We used a vacuum truck to remove the dirt and debris from around that our victim. You know what? I think our victim was very lucky.
The construction worker was eventually uncovered and taken to the hospital.
Two men facing charges after police say they destroyed a radar speed sign. We get the story from KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Hurricane police have video footage of the two men taking a baseball bat to the sign and the trailer powering it. The men told police the reason they destroyed it was because they needed to let off some steam after leaving a party very angry. The sign, which displays the speed of an approaching driver, was just put there by police to caution drivers of the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit. The men are now facing felony criminal mischief charges. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The NCAA removed an official during halftime of the Chattanooga NC State Tournament game Saturday because of a background conflict. The AP reports the NCAA learned the umpire had earned a master's degree from Chattanooga, and officials are not supposed to work the game of their alma maters.
Yeah, and this happens all the time in the Olympics. Oh. I can tell you behind the scenes, when I was doing boxing in various Olympic games overseas, they don't allow judges or referees from the same country, certainly, but they even keep you off of the continent.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you're even on the same continent, you don't ref or judge that particular fight.
Interesting.
Yeah. Weird that it took them till halftime to figure that out, though.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.